Every Monday morning for about 2 years, I have rebuilt the same spreadsheet. Export out of one tool, paste it into another, sort it into the order I actually think in. By Wednesday, it's stale and slightly wrong, and I do the whole thing again the following week.
Why rebuild rather than fix?
Because none of the tools will show me that arrangement, and I've absorbed the cost so long it feels like weather. Before you say build your own, I've watched people build their own. It's a weekend that becomes a side project, and 6 months later, they're the person who maintains a dashboard nobody else opens.
I never asked for a dashboard, and that's the mistake, not the building. The instinct is to sit down, design the whole thing, describe it completely, and hand over the description. But the specification you write before you've used anything is wrong in ways you cannot predict, and a large wrong thing is much harder to correct than a small one. So what I ask for is one view of one thing I look at often. Then I use it for a week. Then I say what's missing. That's the entire method, and it sounds too slight to be one, which is why almost nobody does it that way.
A week is slow, though. I could describe what I want in 10 minutes.
That would be a description of the thing you presently think you want, which is a different object. You'd describe the spreadsheet, and the spreadsheet is the shape your existing tools pushed you into, not the shape you'd have chosen. Ask for the whole thing on Monday, and by Thursday, you'll have discovered that two of those columns are the only ones you look at, and four of them are there because the export had them. Now you're arguing with something big. Ask for one narrow view, and you can throw it away on Thursday without a conversation about it.
So what do you end up with after a year of doing it a piece at a time?
Not a dashboard, which genuinely surprised me. A set of narrow views that each answer one recurring question. What needs a decision today? What's owed and to whom? What one venture currently looks like end to end? Which subscriptions have quietly stopped earning their place? I asked for that one in a foul mood on a Sunday, and it has paid for itself several times since. What the curators have been doing lately. Every one of them exists because I wanted it on a specific afternoon, and that's exactly why every one of them gets opened.
Five separate pages sounds worse than one, not better. I'd forget three of them existed.
Two of mine, and I can tell you which two without looking. They're the ones I built in a burst of enthusiasm because they seemed like the sort of thing a person ought to have, rather than because something had annoyed me that morning. Nothing I asked for while irritated has gone unused. Nothing I asked for while feeling organized has survived. That's not a rule I'd have believed if somebody had told me it in advance, but it's held for a year.
So the trigger is irritation. That's a bit unsatisfying as a design process. It means I only ever get the views I was cross enough to ask for.
That's the good version of the constraint rather than the bad one. And the thing worth learning is to say at the moment it happens, in whatever words you've got, this is hard to scan as a complete and actionable request. You don't need to know what the fix looks like. You don't need to propose a layout. You don't need to arrive with a design, which took me an embarrassingly long time because I kept saving up my complaints until I had a proper specification, and by then I'd stopped being annoyed and couldn't remember why it mattered.
What about the shape itself? I don't want whatever a machine thinks a report looks like.
Then ask for the shape you already think in. If the way you hold your work is a board, ask for a board. If it's a list with three states and everything is in one of them, ask for that. You are not constrained to whatever an off-the-shelf product decided was normal, and you're not obliged to justify the arrangement either. That was the slowest part for me, honestly. The way I organized things in my head had always felt like a personal quirk, something to translate out of before showing anyone. It isn't a quirk, it's a specification, and it was the only one I actually had.
Does this only apply to standing views, or do one-off things work the same way?
One-offs are half of it, and arguably the better half. A question that deserves a proper answer, a comparison of two options, a review of some policy, a piece of research I don't want to do myself, I ask for as a rendered page rather than as a wall of chat. Something with a structure I can navigate and skim and come back to. The unglamorous consequence is that I read it to the end, which I almost never do with a long answer in a conversation. I skim those and tell myself I'll come back.
That's formatting, though. A wall of text with headings on it is still a wall of text.
The formatting is the smaller half. The bigger half is where the thing lands. A report that arrives in a chat window is gone the moment the window closes. You can scroll back, but nothing else in your life can. Written into the vault's inbox, it's an object. The chief of staff picks it up in the next daily brief. I can annotate it in place. A session that wasn't there when it was made can continue it in November. That's the difference between something that produces output and something that produces artifacts. And it's most of why I bother.
Do these go stale? Mine would. I'd build a view for how I worked in March and still be looking at it in October.
They go stale constantly, and the fix is to let it rebuild rather than patch. When the shape of the work changes, the view changes with it. It's an afternoon, not a project, so rebuilding is the cheap option and patching is the expensive one. The trap is treating a view as permanent because it was once built. That is precisely how you end up back where you started, doing the translation in your head on a Monday morning and calling it weather again.
Rebuild from what, though? If it's holding its own copy of everything, rebuilding it means reconciling two versions.
So don't let it hold a copy. Keep every view reading the vault directly, and it stays honest by construction. One that keeps its own copy will disagree with the vault eventually. Not maliciously, just drift. And the reason that's dangerous rather than irritating is that you will believe the wrong one. The view is the thing you look at every morning. The vault is the thing you don't.
Is this what the whole arrangement is for, then?
No, and I'd resist letting anyone start here. None of it is a reason to build the system. It's what becomes available once the system exists. The moment something can read your vault and write files, what would I actually like to look at stops being an idle question and becomes a request you can make on a Tuesday. But I'd admit it's usually the part that makes the setup feel worth it, because it's the first thing you see every morning, and nothing else in the system is that visible.
So on Monday, I ask for what exactly? Give me the smallest version.
The one view. The Monday spreadsheet in the arrangement you already rebuild by hand, reading from wherever the data actually lives. Don't attach the other five things you'd like while you're there. That's the whole discipline, and it's harder than it sounds. Then use it for a week. If you were right about the shape, you'll know by Wednesday. And if you were wrong, you've thrown away an afternoon instead of a weekend.